True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We don't usually have one guest on twice in a week. It's not it's not something you normally do. All right, this makes a lot of sense if I was just looking at the wrong station. All right. I think I've been looking at WPGC's call sheet all day. So, anyhow. We don't usually bring one guest on twice a week, but there are certain situations that call for it. And every once in a while, you got to go get the dog. And Eric Nathan is a dear friend of mine, and we share a passion for Maryland basketball. It has gone up and down over the years. Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate, Little Nate X, whatever you want to call him, is a passionate fella, and he saw the same thing I've seen, the same thing we've all seen over the last few weeks, and we had to get the dog on. Hello, Barstool Nate. How do you do?
Good morning, JP. Good morning, Toby. How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than JP is, but he was fired up. I don't know if you heard that. What are your thoughts on this whole situation?
My thoughts on the whole situation. I don't know what words we can say on the radio these days.
Yeah, dude, I've been testing that.
JP, I texted you two nights ago. I said, I think they have to fire him now. And you said, did something happen? I said, I'm catching wind of a lot right now, and it's not good. And it just began to domino, and the ball started rolling. And if you asked me, when we talked on Tuesday, I said, I think we can just ignore all the smoke. I think the focus can be on the tournament. And, man, everything just compiled and changed so quickly, and it just became so obvious that Willard does not want to be at Maryland, that he used that press conference that we were so naive about last week to leverage his job and just to bury and throw the university under the bus. And everything just happened so quickly, and he's really just the most hated guy I think I've seen in my 36 years of life to come out of the University of Maryland, booed on the way to the bus. I don't want to say got blown out by Florida. The guys played hard, the kids played hard, and then the press conference after, just doing the exact same speech he gave before he jumped ship to come to Maryland, saying, I need to talk to my agent, I need to talk to my wife. It's just missed me with that nonsense.
He's just lying. Just,
right.
Don't lie, dog. Like,
he's insulting our intelligence. He's insulting the university. He's insulting the alumni, the current students, his current players. It's all nonsense. I'll say this, though, and I've said this a couple times. He's not wrong about the state of the athletic department.
Agreed.
At the university.
Agreed.
And I think some Maryland fans online got mad at me for pointing that out, because I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm going to say the truth, and the truth is our athletic department is in shambles. It's been this way for a while, and I need to know what happened behind closed doors with him and the department for him to say, I'm going to make this public. And it must have been bad. He the scummy part is obviously if the rumors are true that the university said, hey, you're right, we're going to give you what you need and what you want to make Maryland basketball this powerhouse that you think it should be. And then he stood there and was like, oh, well, I'm still going to go to Villanova anyway. That's what makes him a liar and a bad person and a scumbag and all that stuff, if that's true.
Yeah, dude, I've been very clear. Like, I don't begrudge him or anyone for making a move. More money, better opportunity, whatever he has determined is the reason why he wants to go to Nova, not have to compete with football in your own athletic department. Like, whatever got you there, I'm not mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I know this has been going on for quite some time. And he kept it behind closed doors for a while and then just decided to go full Brutus on Caesar on Damon Evans, which I'm not even that mad about. Damon Evans is he's done some backstabbing himself. Like, I'm not mad at any of it except for how it all went down over the last few weeks. It became so public, and it was all his choosing.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody can agree on, is it didn't have to be this way, and he made it this way out of spite or ego or a combination of all of it. It's almost like we should have saw it coming, because he kind of did the same thing when he came to Maryland, and then he's doing the same thing to us. I'm with you. I don't begrudge a guy for taking more money. This is the most fun ride, the best team Maryland basketball has had in a while. And out of one side of his mouth, he's saying he wants to build, you know, a championship caliber, you know, perennial championship caliber team at Maryland, foundation, community, blah, 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 blah. And at the same time, he's negotiating with Villanova, who isn't interviewing any other head coaching candidates. They're waiting for his season to be over. And there was no reason for him to make it public before the tournament, and then again during the tournament, while we're having this run, while Maryland's in the national spotlight. He made it all about himself, not about the kids, not about the seniors. And then in the press conference last night, when he could have rectified it, he said, I wouldn't have changed a thing, and I'll have to talk to my wife and my agent to see what's next for me. It's like, all right, man. Like, it's frustrating. It's college athletics. I get that part of it. But it's so snaky the way he's going about it. And you just don't want it to be your coach who's lying to everybody. You want it to be, you know, Ed Cooley or whatever. Like,
right.
That's the guy who does it, not my guy. And guess what? It's our guy.
Yeah, dude. And, like, it's just, we're talking with our friend Barstool Nate. I'm going to try to be a radio host for a minute. Barstool Nate joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Of course, you can read Nate's work at BarstoolSports.com. You can follow him on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate. It is, like, last night, I don't know that they beat Florida even with Gary coaching. Florida's a wagon. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I do, let me say this to be fair to the guy. I do believe he put everything he could into coaching this team. Even with this sideshow of his own creation going on, I do think he put everything he could into coaching this team. But last night, you don't, you kicked the hornet's nest. Don't be mad when they sting you, dog. And you don't have to lie last night. Like, hey, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing. You're lying.
Well,
you haven't talked to your wife?
I
talked to my wife 50 times a day. Like, you haven't talked to your wife? You're lying.
There's a few funny parts. One, I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. Well, like, we all know Villanova is openly trying to poach you. So if you haven't, that's just negligence on your part. So that makes you look like an idiot if you literally haven't talked to your agent about this job opening that we know Villanova is trying to hire you for. So that makes you an idiot if that's true. Secondly, the irony, I don't know if it's irony or just the humor that you can find in this, and I tweeted this last night, I'll just read it verbatim, but humor is in this entire debacle is he's not a once in a generation coach. He's not like, oh my God, we need Kevin Willard to take us to the promised land. He has one Sweet 16 in 20 years of coaching. Like, he's not this end-all, be-all.
Dude, and how about the apologists that are like, oh, but you've got to consider where he coached. Did that slow down Shaka Smart or like a lot of other coaches that came from smaller colleges? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
There's no rule against taking Seton Hall to. Didn't PJ Carlissimo get to a Final Four? Do I remember that right? Like, there's no rule against a Big East school being good.
Yeah. I mean, Brad Stevens went to Butler and turned them into a powerhouse.
Right.
So, like, if you're a good coach, the cream will rise to the top. If you want to go down his accomplishments at Seton Hall, round of 64, round of 64, round of 32, round of 64, tournament canceled, no tournament, round of 64. Maryland, round of 32, 16-17, no tournament. And then this year, Derek Queen takes us to the Sweet 16. So that's the funny part, is he gets a little hint of success. He gets the Maryland fans back into the stands, the students back into the stands, this feeling, this buzz at College Park and Route 1 that we haven't had in a while. And then he's just an absolute snake about it. And that's what makes him a bad person. He's not a bad person for taking more money. He's not a bad person for saying, hey, I want a better job or whatever. It's the way he did it. It's his ego. It's his just the snakiness of the entire thing. Is there a good way? Well, I'll say this. The NCAA allowing the portal to be open, yes, and all this happening, oh, yeah, during the tournament, yeah, is insanity. Like, this shouldn't even be a distraction because it shouldn't even be allowed. Like, that's crazy on its own. And now if he takes, you know, so Juju graduating, Queen to the NBA, and now it's like, does he take Rodney Rice and Jacoby with him to Villanova and literally leave the program with no players? And we're already behind in the portal because we don't have an athletic director or a head coach. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's like a forest fire just wiped out a Sweet 16 program and making us start from the beginning. It absolutely sucks.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at it, I think a lot of this is college sports is crazy now. So right. JP brought this up earlier that maybe we just have to readjust our sights a little bit. But the way that he went about it, you know, there were two guys coming into the tournament after he decided to air the dirty laundry out that we kind of knew were probably on the move, Will Wade and Kevin Willard. And we know the reputation that Will Wade has, and yet somehow Will Wade comes out looking fine and Kevin Willard looks like an idiot. Like, that's the stuff that's just crazy. Will Wade is viewed as sleazy as it comes as a college basketball coach, and yet he looks like a stand-up dude the way that he went about it at McNeese, and then Kevin Willard at Maryland looks like the sleazebag.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it's because he did the press conference last week. He just didn't have to do that. He did not have to throw the entire university under the bus right before the tournament. And he did. So he's not the victim in any of this. He is the reason this is all happening. He made himself look bad when he didn't have to. And Villanova, have fun, man. Like, you know, it's like, enjoy Philly, dude. Like, Villanova, have fun. He's not a great coach. Maybe he'll take you to a tournament. Maybe you'll lose in the round of 32 a couple times, and then he'll flame out, and we'll throw a parade down Route 1. Because I'll say one more thing about this. It's great to have someone to hate. It feels so good to have someone to just really just despise and hate. And I feel like we haven't really had that in a while on the basketball side. Someone just like that, like a Coach K that I just, the look of his face just makes me angry. We have one now. So that feels good.
Dude, I agree. This Duke team, I was listening to PFT this morning. Like, this Cooper Flagg team, it's kind of hard to hate them. Like, they're just good and fun. And without Coach K out there, it feels different.
Disagree 1,000,000,000% with all of that.
Okay.
People were saying this is a likable Duke team. Get out of my face with that. If the letter D-U-K-E are across their jersey, they're hateable. I hate them. I will never root for them unless Cooper Flagg comes to the Wizards. And I just don't want to hear this is a likable Duke team. The coach is John Shire. He's hateable. All of them. I hope they lose.
Well, I have thought about this. Like, I don't know. For coaches, I think it was tough for Turge to have to follow Gary, right? You never want to be the guy right after the legend. And
sure. I will say the Maryland community and the fans and the alumni gave him the longest rope possible. Like, we wanted to be successful so badly under him that he got a very long rope.
Yeah, it wasn't until him versus Damon Evans in the squared circle, and Evans won right up until he left for Dallas. But eventually, if Willard's going to succeed at Villanova, it's in the shadow of Jay Wright. Jay Wright is an absolute boss that's handsome and well-dressed at every turn. Like, good luck, man. That's not easy. And I don't know, man. As for Maryland, you're so right. Like, if they knew this was coming, but, dude, they're so ineffective. I mean, what leadership is supposed to be and what they have couldn't be further away from one another. That even if even if Willard tipped them off a month ago, I think they'd still just be standing around with their hands in their pockets at this point.
Yeah,
I would have loved to get the kid, the young coach that UVA got, though. Like, he was at UMBC, beat UVA. Like, that'd be a perfect story to come on down to College Park. But you didn't.
The issue is overall the athletic department and the incompetence of the university. And I could talk about that forever. I'm not happy with the football program. There's a lot of Loxley people out there. I'm not one.
I am.
I know you are, and I'm not going to throw him. I'm not going to start blaming him and all this stuff. I think the incompetence from top to bottom of the athletic program is really shining through right now.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
We need someone. Someone, brother, said this yesterday to me. It could take someone like a Scott Van Pelt to become the GM of like Maryland Athletics to bring credibility and stability and you know, just a little pizzazz and flair and just something to this program that it needs, because right now we're a national embarrassment, and it'll take someone like that or just an unbelievable hire at head coach, where at this point, I mean, is Luke Murray the guy from UConn? Is Buzz Williams the guy?
I got like eight people texting me Buzz Williams yesterday. Some of them know stuff. Some of them have no idea what they're talking about. Where is this coming from? Is he leaving?
I think it's just all internet. I honestly just think it's all just internet conjecture. You know, buy him out for a couple million. He's definitely you see it on Aggie's Wire. You see it on Gig'em Gazette, that there are a bunch of rumors that he's going to leave.
Is Gig'em Gazette a real entity?
Bro, if you don't know the Gig'em Gazette, you're under a rock.
Come on, great name.
You know the Gig'em Gazette. I know you subscribe.
I just looked it up. Gig'em Gazette it is.
There's definitely smoke with that. I wouldn't hate Buzz Williams. I think it immediately, like, you know, brings a good, solid head coach to the program.
It gives you some stability.
Right.
I wouldn't hate.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, tell me what you think about this. Dwayne Simpkins is at AU. In his second season at AU, takes him to the tournament. They lose, but whatever. It's Patriot League. Those guys most of the time lose. Like, not to go full Bane, but I just wonder if to succeed at Maryland, you need to have been at Maryland. Like, Gary left Ohio State when he had just recruited Jimmy Jackson because it was his alma mater, and he needed to fix it. And it took a certain person to be able to weather everything that is that school and this market and the pressure and the fans and all of it. And I just wonder if to succeed at Maryland, you need to have come through Bentley's and Route 1 traffic and the Beltway and Ratsy's and the high-rise dorms and all of it. I just I truly wonder that. And for that reason, I'm kind of into Simpkins.
Yeah, he's interesting. He's from Maryland. What, played
he went
at
to DeMatha.
DeMatha. Yeah. And now just took, you know, what, American to the first four, you know, loss, as you said, but only a second year of coaching, went to the tournament. I think it's very impressive. I can't say that I know a ton about him as a coach, but, you know, you just listed a bunch of reasons why you wouldn't hate taking a flyer on him. And I was saying this yesterday. There's two options here. You go with the Buzz Williams route, the guy who has coached at Marquette and Virginia Tech and A&M. And, you know, he's made a couple Sweet 16s. He took Marquette to the Elite Eight, 10 years ago.
Was he at Virginia Tech for a minute?
He was there for five seasons.
He was at Tech
what
for
did he do
five
there?
Years.
He wasn't bad.
One Sweet 16, yeah, before he went to A&M. And
who's Nick Bateman? Are we familiar with this dude's work? He's Nick Bracketology, CBB guru. He has 1,980 Twitter followers.
I don't know him.
And Nick Bracketology says, don't be surprised if Maryland loses. Kevin Willard is announced as Villanova's head coach, and Buzz Williams is announced as Willard's replacement at Maryland.
I mean, I think for me, if you were going to go with Buzz, that's fine, and that obviously gives you stability in the short term. But he's kind of stuck around at these stops for six seasons with Marquette, five with Virginia Tech. He's just done six with A&M, and now we're talking about him potentially leaving there. I mean, if you want something for a five-year stopgap, feel free. But I think your point of
five
going and getting
would sound like an eternity.
It would be
current rate.
It would be in a modern, you know, college sports. It's crazy. But if you could get a guy like Simpkins, who's been here, it's his alma mater. He loves the area clearly. If you can get someone like that that can grow with the program and build it into something that, you know, maybe Maryland hasn't been since Gary Williams, I think that's more intriguing to me than just going with another guy that might leave in 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, and that's why the other option, you know, you can do the safe option with a Buzz Williams type, or you can go for, you know, Luke Murray, UConn assistant, never been a head coach. Do you go for the young coach who might be a thing, and you go for the home run? I think where our program's at right now, that's what you do. You say, hey, maybe we'll just find the next big thing. Tony Skin at George Mason, I know he just signed an extension. The buyout shouldn't be too big for him. Dwayne
he's
Simpkins,
jacked.
As you just said.
Have
something
you seen
like
Tony
that.
Skin? Dude is jacked.
That's what you know about him. He's jacked, and he went to the Final Four.
I know with, Mason played nobody, and every time they played a good team, they got raced. But he's jacked.
All right. Very jacked.
What percentage will you allow that it's not a done deal and Willard, we re-rack this whole operation, and when Midnight Madness drops in October, it's Kevin Willard leading the boys out of the tunnel?
Yeah, that would be a little awkward for all of us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we've all said some stuff now, Nate. We've said some, you and I and others have said some pretty public stuff at this point. I offered to buy a bus fare to Philadelphia.
Here's the thing, is he's deserved every mean thing we've said about him because he did that press conference last week and he did the press conference yesterday where he did nothing to ease anybody. He kind of just made it worse. So, I mean, if I don't know why Maryland would want him back. I don't know why he would come back. He got booed getting on the bus.
You know that was Rudy, right?
That does not shock me at all.
I don't know that was Rudy, but I know that was Rudy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if he's back, look. I don't know. Like, it'll be crazy. That would be one of the more bizarre storyline endings we've ever seen. I can't see a world where he's back. He is too big of an ego. But if he is, you know, good. Go Terps. Like, whatever.
You know who I appreciate more today?
Kermit the Frog.
Sure. But also Brenda Freeze, man.
Yes.
Brenda Freeze has had to put up with the same athletic department. And all she does, I mean, she made the tournament 15 years in a row.
Yep.
15 years in a row.
Yeah,
go Lady
just,
Terps.
It's just, we see it at other colleges as well, where the head football coach and the head basketball coach just are against each other. They all want a bigger piece of the pie. They pit the fans against each other, and it just doesn't ever seem to work out well. It's just, and sometimes you get a guy like Nate Oates down at Alabama who can coexist very well with the football program.
Well,
sometimes
Bama,
you get a guy like
Kevin
Willard who doesn't. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. He wants to go to – I think at the end of the day, he wants to be the man on campus. And he was at Maryland. He was saying, what do I have to do to be the man? Why is, you know, Locks in the football program always going to be the man and not me? And I think it made him jealous, and I think he got spiteful, and I think he got petty. And I think that's kind of the crux of it.
We got a break. We're way overdue, but I got a name for you. Somebody just tweeted this to me. I'll give them credit. Ike Karavangelos. Yo, remember Sarunas Jasikevičius? Dude just rained threes, Eastern European dude.
Okay.
Dog, he's a head coach in Europe. Yo, Fenerbahce's in Turkey. They're actually like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you leave Fenerbahce for College Park, but I'm all in on this. Yo, just make College Park the Eastern European college hoops capital of the world. I couldn't be more into an idea. I'm all in on this. I'm serious. Hire Jasikevičius. I'm all in on this.
All right. Start the hashtag.
All right, Nate Dogg. I appreciate you. Twice in one week. Wow.
Hey, I'll see you next Friday.
All right, bud. Later.
Yeah.
That's Barstool Nate. Look, man, today's obviously a weird day with this Willard stuff, Maryland getting boat raced by Florida. The Wizards, still the most astonishing thing that happened yesterday is the Wizards scored 109 points and lost by 50. That, like,
it's insane.
Yo,
doesn't compute.
Run that through your brain.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.